Praise God, good morning.
Good
morning. Glad to be in the house of God, amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm, and we will read Psalm 51. Psalm 51, then we'll pray. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones, which thou hast broken, may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Let us pray. Let us come now to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everything you give us. Thank you for the salvation that we receive through Christ Jesus our Lord, and his death on the cross for the atonement for our sin. Thank you for the eternal life. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your places in your church. Thank you for our names are written in heaven. We thank you for our food, our raiment, our clothes, our supply, our provision, our work and jobs. We thank you, O God, that we can sit in your presence as children of yours. O Lord, we appreciate that. We give you thanks and we adore you. And we worship you, Lord, and we magnify your name for all these good and wonderful things that you give us. Give thanks to God. Give me praise for all his goodness. Thank you for the sleep, for the bed, the joy, the good health, the peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything, big and small. Let's now come to God and let us repent of our sin. Confess your sin to God, renounce them. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive and purify from all unrighteousness. Let us ask God forgiveness for our sins. Forgive, O God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We repent, we come back to you, Lord. Forgive us lack of commitment, lack of service, our sin that we are doing, O God, breaking your word, anger, selfishness, busy with the worldly things. Forgive, O God. Forgive your church and your people as we repent before you, O God. Forgive doing our own will, O God. We repent, coming back to you. We will save you, Lord. You will do your will, O God. Now, as we confess our sin, we are forgiven, as we renounce them, let us come to God and ask Him our needs. O God, we trust you, O God, that all our needs in your hand. The Lord said, don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let's present our request to the Lord. Let Him ask Him to give us our needs. Request Him. Whatever things that you cannot imagine, God can do it. Ask it according to His will and He will give it to you. Hear us, O God, hear us as we pray. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for comfort. Thank you for the peace that we receive. Thank you for the assurance that you hear us and our prayers are answered. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you give us and provide for us, Lord. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your sibling. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for each and every family. I pray for the husband and wife, that each one of them will follow your ways and agree with one another to raise up godly children. I pray for children to obey their godly parents and obey the word of God. I pray that every day each family will have Bible reading and prayer and worship together. You make a way, Lord. And let every family be a blessing to the people around them. Thank you, Jesus. Let the families be shine and raise up more godly families and create godly families, O God. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now. Pray for your job, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, the people with you. Pray that, commit yourself that you'll be a good example to them. That through you they will know Christ and you will set a good example to them. Bless this in every job and company and location of work, school, hospital, clinic, shop, restaurant, store, that whatever job. I pray for a blessing upon all these places, that our brothers and sisters will receive but you for them, their service on time, they will work hard, they will set good examples. Bless these jobs for their sake and help them to open their mouth and preach the gospel. We pray also that they will be faithful in bringing to you what belongs to you from tithe and offering and first fruit. Thank you, Lord. Bless these jobs and increase their income and salaries, O Lord. Bless the what they receive from income. Use it for your glory, O God. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone who have a problem, difficulties, any brother and sister, let's bring them into the hands of God in prayers. God is here and he is a God who answers our prayers. Help us, O God, and guide us, and be with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We magnify you, Jesus, we adore you. Help, O God, provide, Lord, heal, open doors, forgive, protect, guide, deliver, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. As we pray for this country where God had to place His church, as we pray for all the extension of the church in the places, in Oman, in Iraq, in Kuwait, in India, Pakistan, Philippines, in Sri Lanka, Sierra Leone, Armenia, America, in Malawi, in Nigeria, Uganda. So pray for all these places. We pray for those governments, okay, that will have favor from you and from them. We pray for all our logistic needs, offices, documentation to be met by you, O God, to enable us and provide for us. And we commit ourselves to preach the gospel. We commit ourselves to obey the rules. We pray for visions and dreams. We reveal ourselves to them. Those in authorities, and they may turn to you, O God, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. Pray now for yourself, pray for to be filled with the Holy Spirit, pray for your ministry, commit yourself to serve the Lord, and pray for the church. We pray for your work to expand. We pray for more people to receive Christ, get water baptized, and I pray for more Bible studies and congregation to be planted in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us and guide us that we continue to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. We pray for provision. We pray for victory. Oh God, we pray that you baptize us once again with the Holy Ghost, refill us, oh God, and give us the spiritual gifts that we need. Oh Lord, to serve you, oh Lord, to evangelize, to go and heal the sick and heal the leprous, raise people even from the dead, oh God, and to deliver people from demons. Oh God, do wonders and miracles through the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Raise up more workers, more pastors, teachers, evangelists. Help us to train workers to go and serve you, O God. Bless all the Bible studies, the congregations, O God. Bless, O Lord, the website. Bless all the ministries of the church, the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Bless, Lord, the church clinic, the church school, O Lord, the publications of the church, the translation ministry, O Lord. We pray that your name be magnified and glorified. Bless the children's ministry, the youth ministry, O God. We pray, O Lord, that you add to us and bless us. Even we pray for the worship today. Bless our worship, O God. Bless all the items of our service. Bless the songs, the prayers, the message, the giving, the fellowship. Let your name be magnified. Even we pray that you bless this recording, O God, and anoint it and use it, O God, for your glory, to reach the people who are in need to hear your word, O God, to reach even new people, even Lord, to reach the rest of the congregations of the church. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Let us worship the living God. Let us give thanks to Him. Remember all the good things that He have done to you and give Him thanks. You have many things better than other people. Give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord.
I come before you. I want to see.
Today, thank the Lord for everything, God. Thank Him for trials, difficulties, to train us, to teach us, to discipline us, to correct us. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We trust you, Lord. As we obey, you are Jehovah Jireh. In the mountain, when Abraham offered his son, was willing to offer his son, Isaac, God was there, and He provides the lamb for the burnt offering. Thank you, Jesus. Let us clap our hands and praise Him. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Clap your hands. Wake up and serve the Lord. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. cares for us, cares for His church and His people. Trust God, obey Him, come to Him, draw close to Him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Protect us today, each and every one of us, oh God, with Your grace. Bring us, draw us near to Your God. You promise in Your word, oh God, that my sheep listen to my voice. They know me. They follow me. I give them eternal life. No one shall snatch them from my hand. Jesus, You promise that no one can snatch us from Your hand. Protect us. Guide us. Guard us. Draw us near to Your God.
Creating me a clean heart.
Thank you being with us. Thank you for touching our heart and life. We bless you, God. Continue to minister to us, even to the end of our work in our service. Speak to us. Sit in your presence. Guide us. Correct us. Teach us. Inspire us. Thank you. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Time for us to bring what is due to God from tithes and offering and first fruits to the storehouse of God.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, for your stubborn love. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God, for your provision, for your help to us and our family, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for these tithes and offering and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Lord God, blessed Lord, and multiply it, Lord God. We rebuke, Lord God, the devourer.
Amen.
And the peacefulness, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that you pour out so much blessing in our life, O Lord God. Open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, O Lord God, that there's no enough room to receive it, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord God, for your faithfulness and greatness to us, O Lord. This tithes and offering and first fruits, O Lord God, use it, O Lord God, to reach the lost, Father. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We continue today speaking about repentance. Turning back to God. Change of mind. For a better, for a healthier life, away from sin, hating sin. Complete change of life and direction of life. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 21. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Anoint my lips and with verses and statement to encourage and teach, to guide us to do the work of yours in full. We thank you, we praise in this name, we pray. I mean, let's open our Bible to Matthew 21 and let's read verse 28. We'll read with verse 28 and 29. And speaking about repentance, changing of mind, changing of life. But what think ye, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. I see the repentance here. He went to him and he told him, my son, go work in my vineyard. First he said, no. But he answered and said, son, go. And he answered and said, I will not. He said, I will not. I will not, you know. But later on, but afterward, he repented. You know, he thought about it. No, what I say? No, it's not good. He realized. He said, not good to say to my father, no. God told me, go work, serve. Okay, I will go. And then after that, he repented and he went. That's where the repentance. That's where the repentance. And let's read verse 30. And he came to the second and said, likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. He said, I go. Don't worry, I'm coming. And after that, he did not go. What is the problem? You know he's a liar. He's a liar and he broke his promise. He said he promised I will go, but he did not. And you know many Christians like they nowadays like that. And listen to the song. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, but no one is going. No one is doing. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Go and serve the Lord. Repentance is It's not only talk, not only nice words, but action. Complete change of life. Repentance is you turn and not run about. You turn is you complete change direction 180 degrees. U-turn, 180. Roundabout, U-turn, that you stop sin and come back to God. No more doing sin. Roundabout, look at this. Roundabout, you stop sin, go back to God, then again, back to the sin. Lord, forgive me this sin, and tomorrow you are doing it again. It's not repentance. And Lord, forgive me, I did this today, and forgive me tomorrow, I will do it again. Repentance, 100 degree change of direction of life. Back to God, away from sin, cut it completely. We need to understand. It is not only words, not only emotions, but deep sorrow, godly sorrow, that you decide that I will not do it again. Godly sorrow that leads to repentance, that brings salvation. Apostle Paul spoke about that. Let's read what he say in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. We spoke how to be saved. First, repent. Second, have faith. Faith in God, faith in Christ. Without repentance, there is no salvation. Amen? Second Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 8 to 10, what Apostle Paul say? He said, for though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle has made you sorry, though it were but for a reason, for a season. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow, listen to this, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. When we really godly, we really decide about it that we will not do it again, no more, that's where the repentance, that's where the salvation also after that will come and follow after that. Repentance, it need to take deep grief inside, grieving for your sin, and decision, clear decision, I will not do it again. Let's go. Last week we spoke about Rahab the prostitute, how she repented. Now we speak other examples. In the book of Acts chapter 19, and verse 19, you know the sorcerers, when they received the message, they repented, those they were working witchcraft, their business. And how we know they repented, what is the proof of their repentance? You know, there must be action, there must be deed. Bring fruit, meet with repentance. That's what the John the Baptist say. Acts 19:19. Many of them also which use curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. They brought their books, those who are working the witchcraft, they brought their books, very expensive. They repented. They burn their source of income. Trusting God, He will provide for them. You know, repentance, you have to tear down You have to throw, you have to turn back from sin. There are things you need to throw away from your life when you repent. What you worship, idols, saints, apostles, Mary, Buddhists, Muhammad, and whatever, all this collection with their statues and pictures, get them all and throw them from your life. Get your mobile, cleanse it, games and other rubbish things, smoking, drinking, all need to throw away. That's repentance. They came, they burned their books. Hallelujah, are we willing? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So salvation will come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Repentance also, it means that you need to pay back. You need to compensate the losses. What you have taken, what you have stolen, you have to bring back also, right? As we read that in the way that Zacchaeus repented, in the book of Luke, chapter 19, Zacchaeus, when Jesus entered his house, what he made Zacchaeus? He make a party. He make party? No, he didn't make party. He didn't make party. See, let's see what he did. Many Christians, they make parties, but they are not willing to repent of their sins. As Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Why salvation come? Because he was willing to turn away from his sin, extortion, take advantage. He harming people, he was willing to restore back what he was taken from them by a wrongdoing. Amen? That is repentance. Repentance also need to reconcile with those whom we are offended. These are hard things, no? But that's what God wants us. The thing that we offended, we did wrong, we have to go and reconcile with those that we did wrong with them. In Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 23 and 24, therefore if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So here you understand repentance is to avoid strife and fighting as much as we can. If we have offended somebody, we have to go and make things correct. Repentance is to turn away from sin, disobedience and rebellion, and turning back to God and doing good works. Let's read Acts chapter 20:26. There must be a fruit of repentance, change of life, not only change of mind, you know. Not only flowery words. Acts chapter 26. And verse 20. And Paul, what he said, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that, listen to this, they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Do works meet for repentance. How to show that you are repented? Do certain works that goes along the repentance. That's what the same John the Baptist say in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Producing fruit that meets for repentance. And also we read in Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 10. Ephesians 2:10. Listen to this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So when God save us for certain things that we need to do. There's a certain plan, there's a certain way we need to follow. Listen to this. You need to start to do the works of God. Listen to this. Those who are doing their own, they don't have salvation. Yes? Those who are doing their own, not the works of God, not the good works that God had to prepare for them, they have no salvation. So repentance is an act of faith necessarily in order to receive forgiveness. I say to you, Jesus say, unless you repent or you perish, in Luke chapter 13 verse 3. Luke 13 verse 3. You know, we must have faith today in God and repent, because otherwise you will perish. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus is coming, we need to be ready. Luke 13 verse 3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is turning away from sin toward God, stopping sin. There are four things we can speak about. First, to confess all your past sinfulness. All your past sin you confess. And second, you renounce all your present sins, means that you cut all, that you will not do it. And third, to accept Christ as your Savior. And fourth, to commit yourself to Christ, that He will be the Lord over your life. Full commitment. Amen? That's the repentance. Again, repentance means confession of past sinfulness. Cut them all from your life, renounce them, all the present sin. Third, acceptance of Christ as Savior. Then fourth, total commitment to Christ as Lord over your life. The moment you repent, you are released from guilt. And when you repent, God will reveal yourself to you. When you repent, you are free from guilt. God will reveal His ways. God will reveal His plans. True repentance is godly sorrow, which leads to confession and renouncing of sin. And in which, when it is done, it leads to release from and get freedom. Your conscience will be free. When you repent, when you decide to stop the sin and particular and stop it, you will have peace in your heart. You'll be having freedom from guilt. You'll be restoring your relationship with God, and He will mix His ways and plans and lead you to having good relationship with, not only with Him, but also with others. When you repent, you start to understand also people around you in a better way. And you will start also to have a better way of approaching them, and also you will have in your mind to bring them to Christ. We spoke about true repentance. We're going to speak about, you know, wrong ways of repentance. Wrong ways of repentance. You know, wrong ways of repentance is that repentance is not only enough to say sorry or you are sorry, because you are caught, oh, I am sorry for that. Or because the outcome of what you did is becoming a trouble, you are sorry, but you are not repented yet. That's not a feeling. It's not that you are saying sorry, but there is need of action. Needed actions need Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, because Matthew 3 verse 8 is what John the Baptist say. He say, bring forth therefore fruits, meet for repentance. God's like repentance. You know, repentance is not that you are feeling guilty. It's not that you feel guilty and you talk about it, why I did like this, no, this is wrong. But you are not changing your life. That's not repentance. You know what that will lead to? Will lead to what? Will lead to remorse. You know remorse? Torturing of the mind. Your mind torture because you didn't repent. You're doing it again. That's not a real repentance. Repentance is complete cut. Only you speak, I'm wrong, I did wrong. But no change of life, no repentance. Complete change of life. This is sound teaching. A new plan that God has for you. Go to the plan of God. Not your plan. Not your ways. You have relationship with God, you have place in heaven. Repentance also, listen to this, is not doing penance. You know what is penance? Penance is that you are giving gifts, giving food to the poor, helping people. You think that when you are doing this, the good things, you are paying for your sin. That's penance. It will not work. It will not work. Your sin cannot be paid by your good work. Your sin has been paid by Jesus Christ. You need to repent. You need to stop him. Period. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. We are saved by grace, the gift of God. And verse 9, not of works. You cannot be saved by your works. When I'm giving gift to the poor, I'm giving food, I'm helping somebody, God will forgive me my adultery, God will forgive me my stealing. He will not. He will not. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not by work. Repentance is not doing penance. Repentance also is not to blame others for our problems. Why you did like this? Because this and because of that. When Adam say because of the woman I did, and woman say because of Satan, that's why God kicked them from the Garden of Eden. You know, repentance is not a blaming others. When we blame others, that will lead to reprisal. You know what is reprisal? We'll have a problem with the people. They will injure us, we will injure them. Fighting starting. Because we cannot accept that we have done wrong. Blaming others. Why you eat from the tree? Because the serpent. Why you eat from the tree? Because my wife. That's not repentance. That is blaming other people for your fault. That's wrong way of repentance. Wrong way of repentance, only having regret and feelings of sour feelings only, but no action. And remorse, torturing sense of personal guilt, no relationship with God, and rejection by God, refusal of a place in heaven, reprisal on others and break relationship, and injury return for injury received. Are we learning new things today? Let us apply. Repentance is needed because the penalty of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why we need to repent, because the penalty of sin is death. Who needs to repent? Us? Who needs to repent? Everyone too needs to repent. Read. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Read Romans 3:23. He said, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So everyone needs to repentance. Everyone needs repentance. And let's read also Luke 3:13-3. Again, we read again. Luke 13:3, say, our Lord, he say, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. All have sinned. Everyone need to repent, including myself. God's word tell us that repentance is needed for salvation. God is the one who commands men everywhere to repent. God is the one who commands men everywhere to repent. Let's read that in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, what Paul say, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. God is a command of God. Command of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who convict us. God, the Holy Spirit, now is the one to convict us to repent. We read about it, about that in John. John chapter 16. And verse 7 and 8, he say, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the counselor will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, as the Holy Spirit, the counselor, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And in verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will show us the sin that we need to repent from. Repentance. Listen to this. Repentance begins with God, but man needs to cooperate with God. We need to yield ourselves to God and obey Him, being willing to repent. Listen to this. There's no point to argue, to convince people, and we must not strive with people. You know, because God, He will convict. We can't tell. But we will not argue with the people, because God will give repentance also. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, and let's read from verse 23. He say, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance. God will give repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him to do at his will. And God is patient. God is patient. He's not sending his wrath. Certain time he's waiting, because he is waiting for the people to repent. And we can read that in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. So we need to repent. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us war, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is patient. He does not want us to die, but he wants us to come to him to repent. Amen? It's opportunity today. Let us get back to God. Let us read our Bible. You know, we trust God. As we read our Bible, God the Holy Spirit will lead us to the scriptures that tell us about our sin. And that's why we need to read the Bible. We need to read the Bible daily. We need to read the Bible every day, 3 to 4 chapters. We need to read in sequence, not jumping from place to place. We need to read from the beginning to the end. And when we finish the end, we start again. What are, you know, there's a question. When I repent, am I finished of repentance when I am saved? No. Because the Word of God does not promise us that we will not do sin. But it teaches us what we need to do. Suppose that you repent, you are not doing anything wrong. But once in a while you get something wrong. What do you need to do? In 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus is our advocate at the Father's side. What we need to do? At once, we confess our sin, and that particular sin that we did, and we promise, Lord, we will not do it again. We promise God we will not do it again. What are the results of repentance? Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 7. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We will have forgiveness. We will receive mercy from God. Yeah? We will get saved. We will have peace, our conscience clear. We will have mercy from God. What else? What do we receive? What are the outcome of repentance? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That's how Apostle Peter concludes his sermon. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He told them, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. We can serve God in a better way with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Luke 15, verse 7. What happens when we repent? Jesus say, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than other 99 just persons which need no repentance. Joy. Peace with God. Relationship with God. Reconciling with God. Is it nice? Let's come to God. Let's repent. Remember, you 10, not the other part. Not the other. Again and again. Leave behind, come to God. Serve Him, take the plan of God. Let's stand. Jesus, let's repent. Let's make it a point today. Let's make it a turning point. Repentance is a turning point, a day you remember that day I throw all the drink, I throw the cigarette, I throw the girlfriend, I throw the boyfriend. Free! Back to God. Jesus. Jesus, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises for you and for your children. Rabba kashika, rabba kasandhi. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in us clean hearts, O Lord. Come to God, reconcile with Him. Repent of your sin and your wrongdoing. For your laziness, anger, fight, strife, immoralities, games, pornography, nonsense, all repent of them. God is waiting for you. God is patient. He does not want you to perish. Come to God and repent us. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Come to God. Jesus loves you. He's there. Give your life to Him. Confess your sin. Renounce Him. Come to God. Lord, for the repentance, the gift of repentance that you give, for my brothers and sisters who come back to you and repented and commit their life to you, to serve you, Lord. Bless them, protect them, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Refill us with the Holy Ghost as a church. Go before us and help us to evangelize, planting more of your works, Bible studies and congregations and friend workers. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication, peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us, Jehovah Jireh, and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah. Clap your hand to him.
My God, I'm a provider, 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 I'm a